Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Sometimes politics is more engaging and entertaining than any sitcom. In the latest episode of Trump Takes on the World, our main character, former President Donald Trump, delivered yet another classic smackdown that's got the internet buzzing and liberals fuming. It all went down after a New York appellate court decided to give Trump's wallet a bit of a break, reducing the required bail from a sky-high, unbelievable, unprecedented $454 million to a more earthbound $175 million. Well, maybe more earthbound for the Trumps of the world. Now, for mere mortals, that kind of money is still in the how many kidneys do I need to sell territory. But not for Trump. It's like finding change under the couch cushions. So there Trump was, post-victory, fielding questions from a pack of reporters who were probably salivating at the chance to catch him off guard. One particularly bold reporter decided to pry into Trump's financial plans, asking if he intended to funnel some of that sweet, sweet bond reduction money into his campaign. Because, you know, the media has this little obsession with where Trump gets his cash from. They don't care where Biden gets his cash from. But Trump, being the master of verbal judo that he is, wasn't having any of it. His response? Well, first of all, it's none of your business. Followed by a cheeky, but I might do that. I have the option. Cue the mic drop. The crowd goes wild, and somewhere in the distance, a liberal's head explodes. This isn't just about Trump being Trump. It's a perfect illustration of why his supporters can't get enough of him. He doesn't dance around questions with the grace of a politician. He bulldozes through them like a boss. And whether you love him or hate him, you've got to admit, the man knows how to put on a show. The reactions online were as spicy as you'd expect. Supporters hailed Trump as legit, calling his response savage and perfect. It's clear that for many, Trump's unapologetic style is not just refreshing, it's downright addictive. But let's not miss the forest for the trees here. This legal victory and Trump's nonchalant response to the nosy reporter aren't just entertaining sideshows. They're important markers on the road to 2024. With more financial breathing room, Trump's gearing up for what could be the comeback tour of the century. And if this little exchange is anything to go by, it's going to be one heck of a ride. If you thought politics were boring, Trump's here to remind you that it's anything but.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850wftl.com.